The Blue Angels will be absent from this year's Dayton Air Show. The fan favorites have decided not to perform after a crash last week in Tennessee that took the life of Marine Captain Jeff Kuss, also known as Blue Angel 6. Roger Doctor is the public safety director for the Dayton Air Show. We spoke to him by phone just after that announcement.
The Blues are such a tight-knit group. I mean, they spend about 300 days a year together, eating, sleeping, what have you. And the tragic loss of one of their team members has put them in a position where, until they can be both mentally and physically strong, it is in the best interest to not fly. They always do a safety stand-down after any kind of an incident, and of course this fits into that. So until they're prepared, where they feel that they can go out and do their show and be 100% safe, they have decided that yet this week or next week now they will not be able to fly.
And they have actually decided not to partake in several events, correct? I think there's an air show this week that they were expected at.
Correct. Yes, they would have been in Syracuse this week. And for this weekend, and of course, last weekend when it happened, they were in Nashville and canceled. So, you know, they will be back in the air soon, just not soon enough for our date. So we wish them all the best. You know, we mourn with them. It's a tragedy. It's a loss of a, you know, an absolute quality individual. And now it's something that everybody will have to work through in their own way. We have been notified today that the Navy will be sending an F-18 as a single ship demo. It will not be a Blue Angel, of course, but it is that's the same type of aircraft that they fly. And just about an hour ago, we were notified that they will be sending the F-18 to do a flight demo for us. So that's good news on a kind of a sour front.
And, well, let's go ahead and talk about this. The Dayton Air Show has been around a long time. It brings in a lot of fans up to the site there. So what are some other highlights that people will be able to see?
Well, you know, the Blues were one of 12 premium acts that were going to be here. We also have the F-22 Raptor, which is just a phenomenal demonstration. We have two F-35s. That's the latest, greatest military aircraft that will be here. They will not be flying. They'll be on static display, but the F-22 will be doing a full demo. Then along with that F-18 that we just found out about, we also have the U.S. Navy Leapfrogs, their parachute team. They're all Navy SEALs. Always are a hit with the show because they're so personable. They just get right into the crowd to show people what Navy is all about. We have a real crowd favorite, and every time we do a show, we do questionnaires and what have you, Tora 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 is always a sought-after deal, and here it's just something that people look forward to year after year. So they'll be back, and that's the reenactment of the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Lots of smoke and fire and explosions, lots of airplanes, and just a world-class narration going on. Then we also have Sean Tucker. Sean is arguably the best aerobatic pilot in the world. And Sean is somebody that everybody wants at their show. So he has to pick and choose, and Dayton is a place that he has come back to time and again because he loves the way the people react here. And we also have Melissa Pemberton. Melissa is a female aerobatic pilot. She was the youngest inductee, female inductee, into the Aerobatic Hall of Fame. Again, just a real crowd pleaser. Patty Wagstaff is back. She'll be flying a brand new airplane. Called a Super Tucano, and I've not seen that plane yet, so I'm really looking forward to seeing Patty as she flies that. And then we have just this afternoon booked a two-ship aerobatic team out of Cincinnati called Redline. Some of our people here in the office have seen them, and one of our FAA folks have seen them and said these guys are really top-notch. They fly just tight formations, and it just happened that they had this weekend, actually next weekend now, off. Probably because it's Father's Day weekend, but they've decided to come and join us and be here at the Dayton Air Show as well. So it's exciting. We have lots of military static aircraft this year. Military's back in full strength. So it should be just an absolutely outstanding show.
Roger Doctor is the Public Safety Director with the Veteran Dayton Air Show presented by Kroger. Roger, thanks so much for the information.
You're very welcome.